What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Did you forget to get your love a Valentine? Don't you worry. I've got options for you, even last-minute ones. Today, take your gals, pals, or Valentines to the Alamoosic Lakeside Inn for their collaboration with Bookstacks, a favorite local bookstore. It's Pages and Plates, Brunch and Books, Literature and Love. From 10 to 2 at Alamoosic Inn. For more information, bookstacksme.com. Are you celebrating Fiber February? Black beans, Brussels sprouts, and berries? No. Wearable art, knitting lessons, the value of repair. What? Ebb and Flow Fiber Arts in Blue Hill has a lot to offer this season. First, Hannaby Designs and Willow Garden are there today. Today, selling their clothing creations. Hannaby is taking on a new chapter and now has a glamorous pink trailer turned pop-up shop. Hannah and Libby get oodles of materials from Ebb and Flow and transform them into beautiful pieces of wearable art. That's today. Today, 11 a.m. to 3. More information? ebbandflowfiberarts.com. While you're there today, 11 to 3, ask about those knitting lessons and mending workshops. Is your Valentine a cook? Grab them and head to Ellsworth Public Library today. Today, 2 p.m., as local author Jane Crozen shares poems, excerpts, and sweetheart recipes from her new cookbook, Culinary Landscapes, a world of delicious discoveries in a Maine mapmaker's kitchen. You know Jane's work. She's the artist behind the hand-drawn maps of the area that you've seen on postcards, t-shirts, tea towels. How do you get started as a cookbook author, you might wonder? Jane's adventures in cookbook publishing began in 1988 with a collection of favorite recipes she and her husband put together as a gift for their wedding guests. As the couple continued cooking together, Jane gained experience as a freelance editor, working on more than 30 cookbooks for various publishers. Go meet her and check out her latest creation, the Ellsworth Public Library, 2 p.m. this afternoon. Maybe theater tickets is the way to someone's heart. 10 Bucks Theater is presenting Pride and Prejudice this weekend and next at the Cyrus Pavilion Theater, the University of Maine in Orono. All the wit and romance of Jane Austen's 1813 novel come to life in this engaging adaptation by John Jory. For additional dates and info, 10buckstheater.org. Theater spelled R-E, of course. You can celebrate Fiber February at Sea Dogs Brewery Winter Farmers Market in Bangor tomorrow. Mainly, that's the state of Maine, Maine, L-Y, of course, spinners, mainly spinners, will be demonstrating and selling items they have made to help support Sarah's house in Holden. The mainly spinners are the current first place holder in the International Back-to-Back Wool Challenge. You could ask them about it. You can even try spinning wool. That's tomorrow, Sunday, February 15th, 11 to 1, at Sea Dogs Brewery's Winter Farmers Market. On February 18th, 7 p.m., head over to Blue Hill Public Library to watch the film The Librarians. The Librarians is a chilling, cautionary tale and rallying cry for freedom, told through the personal experiences of librarians under siege and the everyday patriots who join their ranks in defense of the books. That's happening at Blue Hill Public Library, 7 o'clock on the 18th. Have you seen Almost Maine, the play by John Cariani? He wrote it in 2004, it being actually 9 short plays that explore loss and love in a remote, almost town called Almost Maine. It premiered at the Portland Stage Company, where it broke box office records. The play was published by Dramatists Play Service in 2007 and has since become one of the most popular plays in the United States, with nearly 100 professional productions and over 5,000 community, university, and high school productions to date. Now it's at Penobscot Theater Company in Bangor, and you have a handful of chances to see it before it closes on February 22nd. PenobscotTheater.org, yes, R-E, of course, for the schedule and to see what's coming next. Don't forget to show WERU some love. A recurring monthly gift fits perfectly into your budget, and it helps WERU with theirs. This has been Sarah Pepworth with What's the Word on Main Street?